Like after game two, a couple guys described the offense in the fourth quarter as stagnant. You obviously have praise of Preach, pace and cutting, pace and decision making. You know, where do you see your guys with that in that regard? How their pace is over the last few games?
Our pace is pretty good up until the fourth quarter. You know, our offensive rating is pretty high. I could have held room around a little bit before. There were some opportunities for us to what we call it summertime, when a play breaks down, to get the summertime the right way, and we didn't do it. So we have to be better in those situations, starting the game.
You've said before that you like to get close to 40 threes up per game or more. And I know toward the end of the regular season that it dropped a little bit. In the playoffs, you guys are like just under 30. Is it the way you're tracking sprays? Have you liked the spray opportunities so far in the playoffs? And why do you think it is that the 3-point attempts have gone down as just part of playoff basketball?
If you watch the games closely, you'll see that they're fanning out when we're touching the paint. And so the opportunity is to score in the paint, not necessarily spraying. And we, I like to get more sprays. We continue to increase touch in the paint, try to spray it. But obviously, we have to take what the defense gives you. If the defense takes away spray, then we got to go to something else. But our floor has to be spaced the right way in order to have some success. And at times it was, at times it wasn't. But like I said, through the first three quarters offensively, even though we didn't get the sprays that I like, I like the way we played.
Mike, Rich was out, I think, 18 minutes last year. Okay. Around there in B1. I know they hacked him as a missus and missus rotations and everything else. I'm curious if that's the area you want him around during the playoffs, or if, with it not being a regular season, for more back-to-backs, if there's a goal to keep that career.
No, Rich, you want it higher. But the only way it's going to be higher is if you, there's two ways. You play both Mitch and Cat together, or you play Cat less. And, because the combination of the two right now hasn't been great. And so I'm choosing to not play them together right now during the series a lot because of the matchups and stuff like that. So it's just, at the end of the day, it's a choice. But I'd love Mitch to play 25 minutes, and I'd love Cat to play, 32, 34, but then you have to deal with those other two things that I was talking about.
Mike, without giving away too much, the conversation around switching the screen action is so much part of the fabric of the NBA, but we've seen at times where guys will advance switch to avoid the target switch or something.
Yeah, bump switch.
Right, okay, so the bump switch. Like, is that a game plan thing, is it a call thing? Like, as we get into the flow of this series, it seems like it's so heavily predicated on the communication on the defensive side. Like, how do you sort of navigate that in there?
So you're talking about switch for us on defense, or
yes,
switch for them on defense?
No, for you guys on defense.
Okay, so if you watch, the base can just run a high pick and roll. So they run everybody flat to the baseline. And as you're coming down the floor, and so it's hard to bump switch, because if you bump switch off of Nikhil, as you're leaving him and you're bringing a guy up, he's going to be open for a quick pass and shot. It's easier to bump switch if the action's down the floor where everybody else is, and they're bringing a guy up, they're bringing a player up. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So if Derek and I are here and we're coming this direction, the basket is there, we're coming this direction, and you plus two other guys are along the baseline, we're coming in transition to bring somebody, because they can run anything.
Right.
And just to assume that they're going to run a high pick and roll with those two guys and say, hey, you come up and you take them.
Yeah.
As he's leaving, somebody has a chance to be open. And get a little bit more technical, they're bringing CJ up on the loaded side, and they're bringing Alexander up on the single side. most of the time where Cat is.
Got it.
So you be bump switching Cat and Jalen, which isn't good.
Mike, last year this team played so well on the road in the early rounds. I know you weren't here, but what is your philosophy in terms of what makes a team a good road team? What are the qualities and all that?
I mean, you got to stick with what you do. You got to be physical on the road. You got to embrace the details. You got to be physical on the road. You got to box out. You can't send them to the free throw line. And you got to take care of the basketball. So you have to win the possession game on the road. And if there's a 50-50 ball down on the ground, you have to go get it.
All right, last one.
Mike. Rotations during the series, how much are you looking at adjusting game to game? I know in game you adjusted, but between games, how much are you open to adjust? Some coaches want to stick with what they have, some coaches are more open to want to know where you were in terms of that scale.
No, at this point in time, you got to be open to everything and anything. And, as you guys know, it's not just to answer your question, it's never a dictatorship with me, so I'm constantly thinking about it as well as everybody else that's involved, from my assistants and even getting the players from ownership.
All right, thanks, Coach.